Appendix B. Maintenance Management Information Systems, Ground. Maintenance management includes forecasting, distributing, scheduling, and controlling the production of maintenance workloads. Factors that influence maintenance management are budget, supply, personnel, and property accountability. Automation greatly increases the ability of maintenance managers to manage the flow of maintenance data. This appendix discusses how maintainers use automation systems for maintenance management. Global Combat Support System, Army. GCSS Army is a web-based system for sharing data, information, and information technology. GCSS Army is utilized across tactical, operational, and strategic echelons and is the system of record for Army maintenance. Operational characteristics. GCSS Army allows the Army to integrate the supply chain, obtain accurate equipment readiness, support split-base operations, and get up-to-date status on maintenance actions and supplies in support of the soldier. Because of the characteristics of the system, it requires managers to interact with the process in GCSS Army to review and approve transactions generated by unit materiel requirements. GCSS Army also provides an automated audit trail that provides visibility and allows interaction with all levels of execution and management. Plant maintenance operations. GCSS Army plant maintenance, formerly known as the motor pool, shop office, or production control, enables the user to notify, order, track, and report Army maintenance activities. GCSS Army maintenance elements include maintenance master data. This is data relating to individual objects, such as units, equipment, and materiel, that remains relatively constant over an extended period of time. Master data is the key to data sharing for maintenance. Maintenance planning. Schedules and preventive maintenance are planned to ensure equipment readiness and accurately account for labor hours. Part of the planning process is scheduling the creation of notifications for planned and preventive maintenance. Notifications are one of the primary means of tracking equipment maintenance in GCSS Army. Maintenance processing. This is performance of the maintenance notification, fault, work order, and supply execution processes to complete maintenance activities. Soldiers normally initiate processing maintenance work with a notification and generation of the maintenance work order. Soldiers will use a DA Form 5990 ECHO or DA Form 2407 to initiate work orders. Work orders are the instructions for the performance of maintenance tasks. GCSS Army has numerous benefits for Army maintainers. Some of the main benefits relative to plant maintenance are near real-time view of equipment status, enhanced asset visibility, including near real-time availability of parts, elimination of redundant entry and reworking of data, automated notification of upcoming service and inspection requirements, standardized maintenance plans for use across the Army, permanent personnel qualification records available from unit to unit, improved reporting for planning, execution, and readiness. Maintenance functions. GCSS Army supports the following maintenance functions. Maintenance management. Managing and maintaining equipment notifications. Maintaining work orders and the work order register. Managing and maintaining tasks. Preserving scheduled services and maintenance data. Maintaining operational and historical information. Updating equipment records. Managing and maintaining man-hour accounting. Maintenance operations. Equipment management. Equipment and vehicle dispatching. Operational readiness float transaction. Creation of work orders and work order task listings. Closing work order tasks and work orders. Performing corrective action and determining level of maintenance required. Performing final inspections, entering notifications, correcting equipment notifications, and performing quality inspections. Supply management. Requesting repair parts and turning in materiel, including recoverable items. Managing shop stock and the open orders register. Maintaining the open and closed order registers. Issuing repair parts, managing storage locations, and managing materiel resource planning. Personnel management. Creating work centers. Updating personnel data. Maintaining personnel qualification records. Maintaining skills and qualifications data. Readiness reporting. Army materiel status system reports. Equipment projection reports. Non-mission capable reports. Shop supply listings and reviews. Aggregate logistics reports. Readiness reports. Interfaces. Common Logistics Operating Environment Information Management Service. Army Enterprise System Integration Program. Sustainment Information Systems. Current Financial Systems, until subsumed. Aviation Logistics Enterprise Platform. The Digital Logbook. Ad hoc Queries and Custom Reports. System Utilities. receiving equipment data updates, subscribing to information, and receiving safety of use messages, posting information, downloading aircraft sensor data, and managing outputs, monitoring equipment situation reports, equipment view, maintenance cockpit. Equipment Situation Report. The Equipment Situation Report displays a list of equipment for which a unit is responsible. Within GCSS Army, the Equipment Situation Report view is the main maintenance report that allows users to perform 90% of their unit maintenance operations to include creating a fault/notification and work order, requesting repair parts, dispatching a vehicle and printing a DA Form 5988 ECHO, viewing a service schedule, viewing equipment availability, viewing equipment usage, viewing shop stock on hand, viewing parts available at the SSA for work orders, updating service schedule, viewing and changing weapon system and subsystem configuration, viewing serial numbers of vehicle and equipment requiring serial number tracking, installing and dismantling components, engines and transmissions. From the Equipment Situation Report, users can monitor the equipment assigned to a unit and assess many of the daily maintenance task transactions in GCSS Army. Below are some of the processes launched from the Equipment Situation Report. Dismantle/install weapon system. This process facilitates managing and tracking items with a serial number or other unique identification. The remove and replace process is required when replacing a component in an end item or larger assembly. By performing this process, all related maintenance actions that occurred at the component level transfer with the component, providing a historical record of maintenance and operations that have occurred. The maintenance supervisor, maintenance manager, and unit supply sergeant initiate the movement of equipment that results in the dismantling and the installation of a weapon system. The maintainer uses the appropriate training materials for dismantling and installing components of a weapon system from the specified functional location's structure. Supervisors and managers are informed when the process is complete. Maintainers should also contact the property book officer if the weapon system configuration maintenance performed was due to a property book requirement. The property book office needs to check the financial accuracy of the property book transfer and the weapon system configuration maintenance that was completed. Dispatch equipment. The dispatching process in GCSS Army provides a validation check of the operator or crew's equipment qualification and identifies whether sustainment training is current in accordance with AR-600-55. This automated process within GCSS Army sends an approval request to the responsible commander for an unqualified operator or crew, expired qualifications, an exception, such as extended or off-post dispatch, or a restriction. GCSS Army sends an automated request to the commander requesting Circle X approval for non-mission capable equipment. If a fault or safety fault is found that is not potentially dangerous to the operator, crew, or equipment, the fault can be circled X under set limited operations. If the equipment is essential, only the commander or maintenance or motor officer can circle X a fault for limited operations prior to signing dispatch. The limited operations can be for a single operation only. The commander or designated representative through GCSS Army can approve or disapprove the request. Alert Dispatch Notification, A, is a type of notification used to create an alert dispatch for multiple pieces of equipment and track equipment usage during the alert. The user launches the Equipment Situation Report to print a DA Form 5988 ECHO once a dispatch requirement is identified. The user launches an Equipment Dispatch Notification to create a dispatch notification for the piece of equipment. The equipment dispatch is a type of notification used to create an individual equipment dispatch for one-time use and track equipment usage. This enables the user to enter the required information, purpose, date/time, status, to dispatch the equipment. The user distributes the DA Form 5988 ECHO to the operator/crew to perform the PMCS. This process also allows the user to determine if the operator/crew is qualified to operate the equipment. After approval, if necessary, a DA Form 5987-1 ECHO Motor Equipment Dispatch Alert is printed and given to the operator to utilize the equipment. Maintenance plans. Users perform this transaction if there is a need to reactivate a deactivated maintenance plan. Users can use maintenance plans to merge the records of specific service items, intervals, task lists, and measuring points that generate a recurring maintenance schedule. Users establish parameters and system monitoring requirements in the maintenance plan with the maintenance schedule. The monitoring of this maintenance event schedule is based on the counter and date requirements. Process Army Oil Analysis Program 01 notification. Normal lab result. Users use these transactions to change an oil sample notification by entering normal lab results and completing the notification. These transactions display a list of open notifications that have resulted from scheduled maintenance plans. The resulting list of notifications is displayed in change mode, which allows the user to locate the appropriate notification and drill down to make changes by entering oil sample data, putting the notification in process, and printing the oil analysis request. Users use the maintenance plan to create an oil sample notification for regularly scheduled Army Oil Analysis Program samples. Users can also create a plan manually for special requests. To initiate the notification process and to print DA Form 5991 ECHO oil analysis request, use the Equipment Situation Report to display a list of all the notifications, filter the list to show only the 01 notifications, and enter the required information of how the oil sample was taken. Print all the required notifications. After the unit takes an oil sample, a lab tests the sample, and the lab returns the results to the unit. After the lab returns a normal result, the unit closes the oil sample notification and enters the lab result into the notification. When the unit receives problem results from the lab, the recommendation and reason for action identified on the DA Form 3254 Romeo Oil Analysis Recommendation and Feedback is entered into the notification. Follow the maintenance notification and work order process to create a maintenance notification and work order to replace the engine or transmission. For abnormal results, the unit keeps an oil sample notification that remains open until it receives normal results, resample, or lab results indicating a problem. Problem results may indicate that an engine or transmission requires replacement. Notification and work order processing. A notification is a non-financial transaction in GCSS Army used to report a problem, request work, or record an event or activity. It includes what is currently known as a fault. The work order captures time, man work hours, and material costs for maintaining equipment. It includes operations that specify the maintenance actions needed to complete the work and the material components required to complete repairs. Creating the work order automatically puts the notification in process. Work orders created from a notification are directly linked. When creating a preventive maintenance notification, enter a description of the maintenance action, set the notification priority, and identify how the issue was found. Enter all information known about the piece of equipment on the notification. Create the maintenance work order. This puts the notification in process. The information entered in the notification copies into the work order. Note also the information entered in the notification defaults into certain fields in the overall completion confirmation for the work order. Add the work order operations, tasks, required to complete the maintenance action. Open a work order to issue materiel through the Equipment Situation Report. The information for the goods issue copies from the work order into the goods issue transaction. When checking for materiel availability for a work order, if the item is not in stock, materiel requirements planning uses the reservation to create a purchase requisition to order it. To technically complete the work order, issue all materials to the work order, enter time confirmations, and enter all required codes and activities. Receive materials at unit. Use this transaction to display the inbound deliveries ready for pickup at the SSA. The inbound delivery process begins with staging the goods for the unit at the SSA in the unit customer bin or initiating shipment to the unit via transportation. The inbound delivery process ends when the goods receipt posting is made via interactive processing or automatic identification technology. This process includes the subsequent putting away of the materiel at the unit. When it is ready for pickup, the user posts a goods receipt with the automatic identification technology device or a desktop application. The posting of the materiel goods receipt increases the unit's inventory. Physical inventory, shop stock. This transaction inventories all items assigned to a unit's storage location and creates physical inventory documents. Generate documents based on the provision storage location. Items are assigned to a physical inventory record in GCSS Army. Performing physical inventory operations allows the maintainer to manage proper inventory levels of shop stock items that sustain the unit's equipment to perform missions. Prepare physical inventory. This includes creating and printing a physical inventory document, which is the count sheet for counting inventory. Soldiers use the physical inventory document throughout the entire process, and it assigns materiel to a physical inventory within a storage location. Perform physical inventory. This includes completing physical counts, entering counts for each physical inventory document, listing inventory differences to review discrepancies, recounting, and changing an inventory count. Post-physical inventory. This includes posting a physical inventory document and explains why the document must be posted and what the posting does. Manage bench stock. Bench stock refers to low-cost, high-use, consumable, Class 2 through 4 and 9 items used by maintenance personnel at an unpredictable rate. For example, common hardware and repair kits. Units should maintain bench stock to ensure availability. Use this transaction to change bench stock material requirements, planning type, and safety stock requirements. Safety stock is the quantity of stock maintained to fulfill demand and prevent material shortages. The maintainer can verify the current on-hand balance of bench stock in GCSS Army and effectively consume it. Users should verify the current bench stock level in GCSS Army prior to consumption. This value determines the amount of the bench stock material that is to be consumed. Users must post a goods issue to consume the material inventory. The next material requirements planning run replenishes bench stock if the inventory falls below the safety stock level requirements. Forms and reports. There are a number of reports within GCSS Army, all of which are downloadable into Excel format. Some of the current reports and forms within GCSS Army are open and closed notification slash work orders, false. Equipment status reports. Open and closed document control registers. Usage reports. Service schedules. List of parts received and not installed. Equipment maintenance and inspection worksheets. DA Form 5988 ECHO. Used to document faults or shortcomings discovered during PMCS or other maintenance activity inspections and record the actions taken to correct a fault or a shortcoming. DA Form 5987 ECHO, Motor Equipment Dispatch. Used to capture the operator usage and equipment usage information when a piece of equipment is dispatched for one-time use. Alert Dispatch DA Form 5987-1 ECHO. The Alert Dispatch DA Form 5987-1 ECHO can capture multiple equipment operators and equipment usage events when a piece of equipment is alert dispatched. Oil Analysis Request, DA Form 5991 ECHO. Equipment Status Report, used to monitor equipment records and parts. It displays the reportable and non-reportable equipment that had been deadlined, including status, work order, and deadline aging information. Maintainers can identify the notifications and work orders for equipment undergoing repairs and monitor material requirements, quantity ordered, received, on hand, and issued to the work order. Record man hours. This process accounts for direct man hours performed at the work order level in GCSS Army. A supervisor or manager can account for indirect man hours against a work center using the cross-application timesheet transaction codes. Maintain preventive maintenance schedule and record. The service schedule process in GCSS Army provides the ability to create and assign a service schedule to equipment or a vehicle. Services performed and entered into GCSS Army become a permanent record on the equipment master record. General task list. General task lists are required when a new major assembly or subassembly is delivered into inventory, or when an existing major assembly lacks a defined task list. Users perform these transactions when they need to maintain a general task list. This includes verifying if a general task list exists or updating an existing general task list when a modification is required. Soldiers use these transactions to display a list of general task lists in change mode and to change a general task list. From the results, operators can drill down to change a general task list. A general task list can be modified to meet the specific maintenance requirements of the associated materiel or national item identification number. Equipment task list. Maintainers use equipment task lists to identify the unique maintenance tasks performed on a particular piece of equipment. Users perform this transaction when a piece of equipment has maintenance requirements that are unique and defined specifically for that piece of equipment. This includes verifying an equipment task list or changing attributes in an existing equipment task list. Also, use these transactions to display a list of equipment task lists and to change attributes for a single equipment task list. Initially, search and display a list of equipment task lists. From the resulting list, identify, select, and make changes to a specific equipment task list. Maintainers can establish equipment task lists to meet the specific maintenance requirements of the associated piece of equipment. Functional location task list. Functional location task lists identify the unique maintenance tasks performed on a particular piece of equipment installed in a functional location. This functions the same way as the equipment task list. Maintainers use functional location task lists to meet the specific maintenance requirements of a component in the location. Notification/fault/work order end-to-end process. The process is explained in the example below. The operator/crew conducts PMCS at the platform. The operator/crew identifies two NMC faults at the platform and annotates the faults on the DA Form 5988 ECHO. The DA Form 5988 ECHO is turned into the section, and the maintenance section NCO in charge reviews the inspection worksheet for completeness. The operator supervisor reviews the DA Form 5988 ECHO before the form is digitally updated in GCSS Army, creating a notification for each fault identified on the maintenance inspection worksheet. Prior to the operator entering the faults into GCSS Army, the process is manual. The maintenance section NCO in charge assigns mechanics within the section to verify the faults and notifications identified by the operator or crew on the DA Form 5988 ECHO, and to identify the action required to correct the fault or notification. Maintainers verify faults and notifications and correct the faults if the required parts are on hand. Maintainers account for the man hours required to conduct the repair on the DA Form 5988 ECHO. The maintainer verifying the faults and notifications identifies those requiring repair parts. The maintainer adds the National Item Identification Number, also known as NIIN, to the DA Form 5988 ECHO. The motor sergeant, shop foreman, or equipment record parts specialist enters the information from the DA Form 5988 ECHO into GCSS Army. Man hours must be accounted for by creating a work order for any fault or notification, or for requesting repair parts. GCSS Army verifies if the repair part is on the requesting unit's shop stock or available in the supporting SSA. If the repair parts are on the unit's shop stock, GCSS Army notifies the user that the materiel is on hand. If the repair parts are on the supporting SSA authorized stockage listing, the SSA creates a pick ticket. The supporting SSA processes the pick ticket, creating a materiel release order. After the SSA picks the materiel and places it in the requesting unit's bin or ships the part to the unit, the requesting unit can see the Class 9 parts placed in their bin or shipped. The requesting unit receives the repair parts from the supporting SSA and processes the materiel by receiving the item and issuing it to the work order. After the unit receives the materiel, the maintenance shop issues it to the mechanic for installation onto the vehicle or equipment. After the installation has been completed, the mechanic turns in the DA Form 5988 ECHO to the motor sergeant, shop foreman, or equipment record parts specialist. The motor sergeant, shop foreman, or equipment record parts specialist updates the notification or fault in GCSS Army. The notification/fault and work orders are then cleared and closed in GCSS Army. Dispatching. The dispatch process is explained in the example below. The motor sergeant, shop foreman, or equipment records part specialist can create a dispatch for the vehicle or equipment in the location. After the operator or crew has completed a before operations PMCS, as well as all additional unit-directed requirements, the unit can create a vehicle/equipment dispatch. If a fault is found, the FMT NCOIC reviews the platform inspection worksheet and assigns the inspection worksheet to the FMT to verify or repair the notification. The FMT verifies repair parts required for platform, annotates them on the inspection worksheet, and turns them in to the FMT's NCOIC. The FMT NCOIC reviews information on the inspection worksheet before giving the inspection worksheet to the FMT's equipment record parts specialist. The motor sergeant, shop foreman, or equipment record parts specialist selects the vehicle or equipment from the maintenance cockpit, selects the dispatch button, enters the return date and time, reason for the dispatch, the operator's name or identification number, and saves the data. GCSS Army verifies if the individual is qualified to dispatch the vehicle or equipment by confirming that the individual meets all the training requirements identified in AR-600-55. GCSS Army generates an automated notification and forwards it to the commander for individuals not meeting the requirements outlined in AR-600-55, allowing the commander to approve or disapprove the request for dispatch. For non-mission capable vehicles or equipment, an automated notification is generated in GCSS Army and forwarded to the commander only, allowing the commander to approve the vehicle or equipment for limited operations. If local SOP requires a commander's or executive officer's approval, GCSS Army can send an automated notification within GCSS Army to the commander and executive officer, giving them the capability to approve a normal dispatch. Army Materiel Status System Report in Global Combat Support System, Army. GCSS Army produces equipment readiness reports for ground, missile and aviation, and watercraft required for the monthly equipment readiness report. Every day, GCSS Army produces near real-time reportable equipment readiness data that is available at logistics support activities. On the 15th of each month, GCSS Army produces the Army Materiel Status System Report that contains reportable equipment readiness data and respective supporting commanders' comments. Reports are available 24 hours following the end of the report period. The report begins on the 16th of each month and ends on the 15th of the following month. Commanders can enter commanders' comments throughout the reporting period and up to 24 hours following the end of the reporting period. The commander cannot change the reported data. GCSS Army provides the capability to roll up reporting battalion equipment status and process to the unit readiness officer for inclusion in the monthly unit status report. Operational Logistics Planner. The Operational Logistics Planner, also called OPLOG Planner, is a web-based interactive tool that assists commanders and staffs from theater strategic through operational levels to develop logistics estimates. It is designed to support operations typically associated with multi-phase operations, plans, and orders. It enables maintenance planners and staffs to develop estimated mission requirements for supply classes 2, 7, and 9. The tool uses the latest Army-approved planning rates and force structures. It is updated at least annually to stay current with force structure and rate changes. Planners can use predefined default planning rates or customize rates based on what a unit is experiencing. Operational Logistics Planner generates the supply requirements, which can be viewed in a variety of ways. Logistics requirement reports can be printed or exported to automated spreadsheets for further analysis or saved for recall to be used in course of action analysis. TMDE Management Information Systems. USATA has two TMDE maintenance management systems to maintain visibility and accuracy of all TMDE performance transactions. The Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Management Information System, known as TMIS, and Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Integrated Materiel Management System, known as TIMS, are USATA's automated systems of record used to manage all TMDE activity across the Army. TMDE Management Information System. The Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Management Information System is designed, managed, and maintained by USATA and dedicated to the total TMDE CNRS data collection, storage, and analysis. The system also provides the software programming needs for production control processes, financial management, and management data information requirements in support of the TMDE CNRS program. TMDE Integrated Materiel Management System. As an integral part of the Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Management Information System, the USATA-managed Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Integrated Materiel Management System provides the CNRS activities with site-specific software to identify TMDE for recall, provide customer notification of equipment readiness, process equipment through the CNRS shops, account for customer equipment while in the shop, and identify repair parts and associated costs.